When you study the book of Proverbs long enough, it transforms your mind. And it actually protects you. It protects you from the evil woman. It protects you from the evil person. It protects you from the scorner. It protects you from the evil system. It protects you from false doctrine. It protects you from thinking wrong. In other words, you know, a lot of people say, well, I ain't going to do that job. It's beneath me. Well, the Bible says in all labor there's profit. In all labor there's profit. I ain't going to do that job. It's beneath me. Wrong. Stinking thinking. When you transform your mind via the book of Proverbs, you will not think like the rest of the world. You will think above and beyond the rest of the world. Talks about not putting any confidence in an unfaithful person. You send a messenger, hey, can you take this message down the street and give it to such and such? And that person's not dependable, not faithful. And you give that message and it never arrives. Hey, can you do this for me? And they never follow through. This is one good reason not to get married too fast, because you end up marrying a undependable person. You might as well stay be single. They're not there for you. I mean, it's hard to believe somebody would marry you and still not be there for you. Why would they get married? Their whole mindset is totally upside down. I thought you got married to be dependable to the person you're married to, not your mom or your daddy first. You gotta put your spouse first, right? Yeah, you might have some other people that you need to help out, but usually your spouse is first. And then they'll argue, well, I am. No, 99% of the time you're not. That one, you think that 1% counts as, yeah, you're dependable? I don't think so. The logic is, there's no logic. There's no logic. The logic falls apart when a person says, well, I am dependable. They're 5% of the time. Hella. And so especially while you're young, you better study the book of Proverbs so it can protect you. Because what if you yoked up with somebody who uses upside down logic, which is not logic? I mean, this is the way they live. I mean, I really look back and I'm thinking, why did I even waste 1 minute with this person or these people? They'll say stuff like, just like that example, I am dependable. Remember when I did this? Yeah, okay, so you helped out this time, but what about the other 30 times that you were not dependable? You weren't there. Hello? What about the other 15 times? You helped one out of 15. I'd say that you have a losing streak of being dependable. I mean, you know, these people really, they cannot admit that they're lacking in some area. They can remember the time that they did something, but they forget all the thousand times that they didn't do something. And they're actually in agreement with you. There's more to it than just that. That's one, but there's, if you were to read the book of Proverbs, there's probably like 1,000 examples of how to choose the right people to hang out with and choose the right people to avoid, you know. And it keeps reiterating the same truths over and over, but said in a different way. And so you keep filling your mind with the wisdom that surpassed the book that surpassed all the gurus, because it's practical. It's a practical thing. I'm sitting here at the gas station. Come inside and grab a drink today. See how they're trying to put something in your thought life, in your mind? You wasn't going to spend any money, but they implanted a word into your mind. Kind of like the witches do. Advertisement is no different than the witchcraft, trying to put thoughts in your mind. Are you sure you're not thirsty? Come on and get something to drink. And that's why, if you read the book of Proverbs, it'll help you start to think right and start to see the con game that's going on all the time, 24/7. They're trying to con you 24/7. Do you understand that? This is happening 24/7. You're under attack 24/7. And it doesn't stop. So you have to counteract it with some truth. Some foundational truth.